Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Good Thursday evening, everybody. This is Brandon Turner, host of the President's Corner. I am the president of Turning Leaf Ministries. Today with me, I have our vice president, Mary Mims. Mary, are you there?
Good evening, family. I am here, Brandon.
All right. Now, today's a very special, special program because as of today, March the 3rd, 2016, Turning Leaf Ministries is now 2 years old.
Woo-woo!
So, you know, I'd like to first off thank everybody who over the last couple of years has helped us along to where we're at. We'll be thanking some more people later on, and we got a couple of special guests coming on today. So it's gonna be quite a good show. Mary, do you mind opening us up in a little bit of prayer?
Yes, let's see. Okay, so this is our 2 year anniversary. So I think it would be appropriate just to thank God for where He has brought us from and where He's about to take us. So, Father God, as we bow low before Your throne of grace today, Father God, and before we ask You for anything and acknowledge You for all that You have done, Father God, we just want to thank You, O God, for being our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end, and where our destiny begins, Father God. We thank You, God, for the journey that You have taken us through, Father God. We thank You that the enemy has not prevailed over us, Father God. We thank You, Father God, for giving us a voice that reaches out across the radios and airwaves, Father God, that will help set free and deliver Your people, Father God. And, God, we ask You for the strength, oh, God, to continue to go, and, oh, God, not on our power, Father God, but the power that You have, oh, God. We thank You, Father God, for Your shadow of protection, Your head of protection that is over this ministry, Father God. And we know that we will reach our God-ordained destiny. We ask that You will go before us, O God, and pave the way. And let Your will be done over this radio show, Father God. Let Your will be done, you know, whatever it is that You have for us on today, Father God. Let it be revealed today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray these things.
Amen.
Amen. Brandon, look. We have someone on hold now.
All right, we'll bring them on. Let's see who we have.
See who we have here. Let's see. Okay. Hello, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Is that Debbie?
Hello. That's Debbie.
Well,
Debbie.
Debbie.
Oh, there.
Mary, I told you to put the special people through, not Debbie.
She's very special.
Debbie's a special person.
How are you doing this evening, Debbie?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're just talking, we're opening the show, talking about, you know, Turning Leaf being 2 years old today. Well, why don't you give a little bit of perspective on what you've seen so far while you're here on everything?
Well, I am so on fire for Turning Leaf, and just, I'm fairly new, but I just see amazing things happen with this ministry. God is just working all over the place. Just, there's just so much happening. So much happening, and just about to explode any second. Just from whatever was happening before to today, to what's going to happen in the future, it is amazing. Events and newsletters and just so many outreaches and so many people about to be blessed by the Lord and His work. It's just exciting. The most exciting thing that I've been involved in a very, very long time, if ever. It's the most exciting thing.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. Now, I haven't made the official announcement yet, so Debbie, if you want to, you can tell the people what we did this week to further the ministry.
About the magazine?
No,
is
no,
that
no,
what we're
no,
talking
mag-
about?
No, no, the other thing that I went and spent a week away for.
Oh, my goodness, people. You all need to be sitting down. because I'm not even behind the wheel of this thing, and I am on fire for it and excited for it, and I know that Brandon was the vessel for it. But Turning Leaves is about to start a whole trucking company for this ministry, to bless this ministry. And that is just amazing and just more exciting than I can express. This is about to just help us so very much in that we were in a lot of prayer about this. And the beginning stages are just going to set this ministry afloat. And we are just so blessed to have God give Brandon the talent of driving and the knowledge of trucking, and that we're going to be a completely Christian-based trucking company, and it's just going to be a huge part of Turning Leaf. And you're going to see in our next magazine, and if for all you listeners, just get a hold of us, send us your emails, and you will get a copy of our magazine every month, and you will see a beautiful picture of our new addition to Turning Leaf Ministries. Praise God.
Praise God. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Mary, what does phone look like? Have our special guests arrived yet?
Not at this point.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll give them
hey,
some
I'm
time.
Hey, I'm special. Hello.
Yes, you are.
Now, you know, 2 years ago on this day, it's story time now, so so you guys can fall asleep for a while. But 2 years ago on this day, I was talking to my mentor, Pastor Mike McCrite of Legacy Church in Lubbock, Texas, and, you know, when I was at his church, we're doing a live stream video of our services. Okay, so, you know, I was sitting there talking to him on the phone, and I told him, I said, I had already been talking to him about this ministry on how to get it up and going and things we could do. And on this particular night, you know, I was asking him, you know, what can we do? You know, as a man, and at the time it was just me and one other person, what can we do as a ministry to get the word out and get more people involved?
Mm-hmm.
He told me, he said, take the idea that you had, you know, several years ago, and he said he was talking about the live streaming. He said, do it on a radio platform, because that was an idea I had when I was associated with this church, was doing radio programs. Well, we never got around to that. So I ventured on the internet and found Blog Talk Radio. And it's been a pain ever since. Not really. The Blog Talk people are listening, I'm just playing. No, it's actually been great to us. We now have, I don't know. Mary, how many hosts do we have?
Seven, I believe.
Seven hosts. You know, that's not, you know, as much as we had at our peak when we had hosts, but, you know, we're still going strong, even at seven. Okay, 2 years ago, it was just me. And hopefully those old archives of me have all been deleted, because all my new stuff is better. But, you know, I was scared and nervous, didn't know what to do. But, you know, I knew that it would prosper somehow, because this is what God put in my heart to do.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
To take this ministry up to the next level. And over the last year, since Mary come on, and now the addition of Debbie, we're now at a point to where we are moving up to the next level of excellence. And that's another thing that the pastor, my mentor, told me all the time when I was over there at the church, was you always got to bring yourself to the next level of excellence. You know, and that's where we're at today. We're moving, you know, we're like the Jeffersons. We're moving on up, you know. I mean, we're just moving on up, and we are. You know, I just went out and on Monday I signed a lease agreement on a 5-year term for a $160,000 vehicle.
Wow.
Okay. And it's not for me. Yeah, I'm gonna get paid doing it, but it's not for me. This is for the ministry. This is something I've been wanting to do for myself. But, you know, I let that dream go, doing it for myself. When I decided to do this, I decided to do this for the ministry.
Praise God.
Okay? I just got the truck inspected and all that, you know, and I'm home right now, but I'm on my way to deliver my load. You know, I'm spending the night at home and then delivering tomorrow. And just one load, I'm making $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do 3 or 4 of those a week. We'll have the money to pay all the trucking expense and have enough left over for the things that we need to do.
That's right.
That's right. And we have a lot to do.
Yeah, when you get our website going again, when you get our incorporation finally figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which we're really close on the incorporation. I mean, we were last month. We were actually right ready to do it, and then a stumbling block came, and I said, "Well, I'll find a way to figure that out." And I think, you know, we can have that resolved in the next month.
Absolutely, the Lord will provide.
That's right. So
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
A lot of exciting things going on. The launching of our new magazine this month, you know, which Debbie's, you know, worked very hard on.
Yes, she did. She did an awesome job.
Yeah, she did a very good job.
Well,
and she worked very hard on it.
That's what makes me special, y'all.
Absolutely.
And the time frame that she completed it in, too, was like so fast.
Well, you know, that was full on. Everything, and at one point I lost it all. But you know. But you know, there are so many incredible things happening with this ministry. The enemy doesn't want us doing that, but I do not. I just rebuke all of that and persevere. And we are going to, from start to finish, God is the author of all, and it is not over till He says it is over. And you just push through, and you do what He wants you to do, no matter what it takes.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Now, Mary, take me back to last February.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, Mary, that's when you started Turning Leaf, was last February, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Now, did you see the potential then that you see now?
I did. I seen the potential then, just like I see it now, because, you know, God had shown me that vision, and I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe in things that just happens by accident. You know,
That's right.
This was all created and ordained by God from the very beginning.
You know, I'll tell you guys this about Mary, okay? It didn't take me long after talking to Mary. I mean, me and Mary used to talk 2-3 hours a day sometimes, all right? But it didn't take me long to see the potential in Mary, to see the things Mary can do. Mary's been a big instrumental part of this ministry over the last 13 months. You know, she's, if I needed something, I went to Mary. There's other people I went to, but, you know, as you know, just, you know, the more and more Mary did, the more and more I went to her, because, you know, I knew I could call her at a drop of a hat. She'd do it.
Exactly, and I was excited about it, and I felt like,
that's,
you
right,
know, that was nice to be there to assist you in all that you were going through. I felt like an advisor from the beginning. As soon as I came on the scene, I was like, okay, you got this, but let's do this. You know, I'm like, I'm preparing them and prepping them and cheerleading them on all the way. But, you know, we've came a mighty long way. And, you know, a lot of people have come and gone along the way. And, you know, we had some stumbling blocks, and we had to learn how to put our principles before personalities. You know, because we ran into a few personalities along the way, but we know we got that resolved very quickly. You know, because we truly stand on the Word of God, and we don't we're not double-minded about those standards, and we have rules and regulations that we firmly stick to. And I think that's one of the things that have helped us along the way.
That's right. Now, Debbie is a fairly new installation to her ministry. Give me one second. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was talking to Mary one night, and can't remember what it was about, but there was something that we wanted to do or something, and she was telling me about Debbie, you know, Debbie, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I was telling her, I tried to get her to call me, but she won't call me. Finally, when Debbie called me, you know, just talking to her a very short time, just like with Mary,
mm-hmm.
you know, I knew she had great potential.
Absolutely.
And you know, we wouldn't have this Turning Leaf magazine right now if it weren't for Debbie. We wouldn't be, you know, getting ready to incorporate if it weren't for Debbie. Debbie's putting in a lot of hard work. And I'm telling you, these two women can tell you, dealing with me on a daily basis is not pretty. Because, you know.
Perfect. End result. What we keep our eyes on.
You know,
keep our eyes on that end result, Mary. That's right.
You know, I expect a lot out of these two, you know, and I thank God every day for them because, you know, I can't be home to run the ministry all the time. You know, I can't do it from the road. It's very hard. So I rely on these two to do the stuff I need. And trust me, I'll get on a long stretch of I-80 somewhere or something where there's nothing to do, and I'll come up with ideas. That's all I do is come up with ideas, and I'll call them, hey, do this. And you know what? Both of these ladies will pick up and just do it. They won't argue about it.
I have pages and pages and pages of irons in the fire for this ministry right now. This ministry is hard at work. It is hard at work with all of Brandon's ideas.
You know,
and if we don't like Brandon's ideas, we just do what works.
Yeah, well. You know, there are actually other people's ideas. I just take credit for them. That's the joy of being on top.
You know, you have vision. That's the most important thing.
Well, you know, without God, there would be no vision. You know, and that's the, you know, that's what's holding us all together is the God aspect. We wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for God. You know, there wouldn't be a ministry. You know, we wouldn't have hosts coming on and doing shows. And, you know, that's just a little part of the ministry. You know, we're diving into, you know, bigger, you know, I wouldn't say bigger and better things, but just bigger things because all these things that we're going to do are going to work hand in hand. You know, the radio shows and the trucking and even the resource centers we're going to open are all going to work hand in hand. You know, the magazine, that's going to be our outlet to put everything out to everybody. You know, to show everybody what we're doing. You know,
the first phone call that I made to you, Brandon, I'm right with Mary. The minute you just started talking about this ministry, just the endless potential just was apparent in this ministry. And I am full on board, just like Mary, because I do see the endless potential here and how many people can be blessed and will be blessed by this ministry.
Exactly.
It's my honor to be on this anniversary show today. I am truly blessed by the Lord. I'm truly blessed by every single conversation, everything that we talk about, every new idea. I am truly blessed to be a part of this.
Absolutely. You know, and it's amazing how many lives that we touch, not only those that we know of, but those that are unknown as well, because, you know, and I know all have probably gotten a lot of emails and text messages and things as well. People may not respond to what we do on the internet or even to our blog talk radio, but they're listening. Because, you know, I've been getting replies back from people that I had no idea was following me. You know, so it is working. What we're doing is having an effect on people.
You know what?
And there's a lot of brokenhearted people. There's a lot of people that are
going through
trials and tribulation. They want to hear a good word from someone. They want to see someone happy, someone positive. Or someone just encouraging them and giving them strength, letting them know that it's not the end, you know, that they can make it regardless what they're going through, that every day is a new day of God's grace and mercy. And, you know, people need to hear that from time to time, because I tell you, when I was going through my misery, and I truly thought I would die in my misery, had it not been for one of our hosts, April Grams, she encouraged me so much. I mean, when I was in the deepest pit, I would get up every morning and look at April's post, and I would get strength from reading her post, and I would feel like I'm not alone, that someone else is going through what I'm going through, you know, and that's what inspired me. So I just tagged along behind April, and every morning when she posts, you know, after a while I started posting, I started feeling better, I started coming out of my afflictions and in the darkness that I used to sit in all the time. So, you know, each one helps one, and, you know, together we rise and divided we fall, so it's important that we love one another and encourage one another, just like the Lord, you know, showers his love on all of us. We need to do that as brothers and sisters as well.
Amen. That's right. I'm going to, I'm going to have to get off here right now. I have two teenagers in the car that I just picked up from school. And I just want to say thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Mary, for bringing me on and being a part of this ministry, and I can't wait to see what God has in store for us.
Amen. Thanks for being on, Debbie.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know.
So, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, as we were talking, you know, we've had a lot of other hosts, and you had asked me earlier how many do we currently have. So I calculated it up, and I think it's actually about 9 hosts.
Nine? Okay.
That are currently doing shows at this time.
Well,
and
we want to recognize them.
Yes, definitely. We want to give a shout out to them, you know, because they have been there for us, and they're going strong. Every week they come on, they're obligated, they're committed, and they're always there to do their shows. The first one that we have, her show is on Sunday nights, and her title is called Wholeness in Recovery. Her name's Tamika Todd Harris. Her show airs on Sunday evenings at 4:30 p.m. And she's been with us for quite some time now, and she does an awesome job, awesome job. We also have Elder Foster. His show is titled Total Recovery. It airs at 6:30 on Sundays. He's a powerful man of God, and I love the way he delivers the message, because he puts it in a way that anyone could understand. Even if you're not familiar with Bible terms or Bible scriptures or Bible technology, he lays it out, you know, in such a way that even a baby could understand what he's saying.
Now, Mary, Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't Elder Foster been with us about 10 months now?
Yes, he has.
Very committed man.
And he's never missed a show.
Never. Well, I think there was one time, but it wasn't his fault.
That was my fault. It was a time and error, but, yeah, that was my fault. Thanks for reminding me. And also we have, let me see, so that was Sunday. And then on Tuesday nights, we have our very own Minister Tyrone Downs, and his show is called Address Me and Rise. His show airs at 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday nights. He does an awesome job, and he always have, like, a co-host on with him. And he hits on just about every topic that you may encounter. Minister Tyrone has knowledge in all kind of areas. And not only that, he travels a lot. He just came back from, where was that he took the trip to? Jerusalem?
Yeah, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, and he's on his way now to do another, I think he's doing a revival or something somewhere. And he just graduated not long ago with his degree. So he does an awesome job. He's away for a while, but he will be back. And when he comes back, he'll take back his Tuesday night show. So for all the listeners that were following him, he's on vacation, but he will return shortly. And then we also, Brandon, we have evangelist Carolyn Wright. Now, her show airs on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock noontime. And she is very knowledgeable in the scriptures, and she's a powerful prayer warrior. And she fights all kind of spiritual wickedness and spiritual battles, and she has a lot of information on binding up Satan and binding up any type of situation that has us, condemned. She can help you get through those situations. And then we have...
Hold on a second, Mary, before you move on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, for those of you that follow Evangelist Carolyn's show, there's been some problems the last couple of weeks with her show. Okay? We're going to try to get all these resolved and get her going, because she is very powerful. And Carolyn, if you're listening, I'm behind you. I'm working on it. Got to get you going, girl, because I've heard some of your stuff, and I'm telling you, you know, we need someone like you to stay around for a while.
Yes, indeed, you know. Yes, indeed. Yeah, it has been a problem lately with a few of her shows. I truly apologize for that. But, you know, we had some technical difficulties with our Blog Talk. And, you know, the devil always tried to stop, the true word of God from coming through. But, you know, the devil is a liar. We will be victorious over that, even if it means we may have to switch the time spot. But we will get through this and we will get past it. So all of those that have been following her, hopefully by Wednesday we'll have it straightened out. And so, Brandon, the next one we have is Bishop A.D. Walden III. And his show is called Newness of Life. And it airs at 1 o'clock on 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursdays. And he, you know, he's another powerful man of God, and he's been through a whole lot of stuff. And not only that, I think he runs about two or three fellowships as well. And he's all over the place supporting people and putting his hands in anywhere he can help out. He's all over the place helping people out. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a good show. He's been with us for quite some time, Brandon, probably about as long as Evangelist Carolyn, you think?
Yeah. Probably about that long.
So he's been around for a long time. And also, on Thursday nights, we have our very own, our president, Brandon Corey Turner. His show airs at 5 p.m. and it's called The President's Corner. Now, he just started back doing shows with us about a month now, Brandon,
yeah,
probably?
It's been about a month. I've missed some weeks, you know, but, yeah, I've done a few.
Mm-hmm. But we expect to hear more from you in the upcoming weeks, correct?
Yeah, I've got plenty of stuff. I just, you know, I think I've got everything resolved, you know, to where I can start doing everything on Thursday nights again. So, you know, I wanted to do this, you know, special show tonight, and starting next week, we're gonna start hitting back on David. You know, that's I can pull a lot of stuff from David because, you know, Mary. David's a man who people could see as very wicked, but, you know, truly he wasn't. You know, he truly was a man that just sought God time after time, you know, even after the things he did, you know. And I'm getting all this stuff starting again next week. You know, I'm trying to finish up my series on David here in 2 or 3 weeks.
Good, very good. That's good news. Very good. So, and then, and that's Thursday. So then we have on Fridays, we have our host, Valencia Scott. Her title is called The Ties That Bind. Her show airs at 2 p.m. on Fridays. Now, Valencia actually came in before I did, probably about a month or two before I came into the ministry. And she's been going strong for a long time. And I'm talking about, like, she is faithful. She gets up every morning and she sends out encouraging quotes at, like, 7 o'clock on the dot every morning. She has set up several Facebook pages. She has a group called Inner Beauty. And she has a couple of more web pages that she's set up. And she's very dedicated and committed to spreading the news. And she also has several prayer lines for Turning Leaf Ministries. And she also helps, you know, other people orchestrate their prayer lines as well. So, again, her name is Valencia Scott. And her show is Fridays at 2 p.m.
And now, if Valencia is listening, I want her to know that she's a very big part of this ministry and always has been. You know, Mary, you know, Valencia's been around, you know, a long time just like you, you know, mm-hmm. and as you remember, there was a time there where both of you were my go-to people, you know, whenever I needed some advice or some prayer or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right. That's right. And Valencia is very good at interviewing and bringing other hosts into the ministry as well. Most of the hosts that we have were brought through her. So she really knows how to network.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I'm really grateful for that. You know, I praise God that she has that gift. And and then on Saturdays we have Debbie Blackwell, and that was the host that you just heard from a few moments ago. Debbie Blackwell's show is titled Boldly Walk, Fly by Faith. Her show airs on Saturday mornings at 1 o'clock a.m. That's Eastern time. And she has a lot of informative information. She has a lot of network information as well. Just about anything you need, she will be able to provide it for you. And, you know, she's been through a lot of trials and tribulations, so she has knowledge in a lot of different fields as well. So feel free to listen into her show on Saturdays as well. And also on Saturdays, my show airs, and I am Out of Darkness. My show airs at 10:30 on Saturday mornings. The last couple of Saturdays, I haven't done shows because I've been trying to, you know, get us set up to do the live call-in shows, and I've been doing a lot of work on that. And I had a couple of obligations that I had to commit to. But like you said, Brandon, I'm going to get back into the Word of God and sit and meditate on it, you know, so I can see where the Lord is taking me.
Mm-hmm.
And who else do we have? Oh, and then we have the Prophet's Corner. Now, I believe that show is, we're going to do that on Tuesday nights because this is like the second or third time the Prophet's Corner has aired. He used to be regular on Thursdays, and now I believe we're switching it to Tuesday nights. Is that right, Brandon?
Yeah. He's a part-time host. He'll only be doing shows. You know, I think that what it is, the Prophet's Corner is hosted by my father, Lowell Turner, and mm-hmm. They do a men's Bible study on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the idea is the gentleman that speak that night, if he wants to do, you know, speak to our listeners, then they'll call in. So, you know, they'll be doing at least twice a month, maybe 3 times a month. So, and I believe that's at I believe it's at 7 o'clock, isn't it? Or is it eight?
Last time I booked them from like 7 to 8, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was, like 7 to 8, something like that. Yep. Okay.
So those are all the ones that we have that are actually doing live shows right now. And Brandon, we want to also acknowledge the ones that are behind the scenes. We have, what are the secretary and?
We brought Debbie on to fill the secretary position over the last
few
weeks.
Okay, there's another name that I have down here that I don't think I had the opportunity to meet with yet. Maybe that's one of the board members.
Who is it?
I'm trying to. I don't have it in front of me right now. I was trying to think of her name. It can't come to my mind. But I've heard of her. She's helped you out a lot, and I just wanted to acknowledge her as well. Is it one of your wife's friends?
Oh, Brittany, yes. Yeah, Brittany does.
I think that is the name, Brittany. I've seen her name.
Yeah, Brittany does. Brittany does quite a bit of help. Every once in a while, whenever I need it. She's been a big part in just helping out here and there. Whenever she can and whenever we need her to do something. So she's real instrumental. And of course, I couldn't do any of this without the support of my wife. There's been, she's been through a lot over the last year. And, every day she still, goes strong, taking care of the kids, taking care of the things that we need and, supporting me in the things that I do. So I'd like to thank everybody that got us along the way. Mary, none of our special callers called in?
Nope, not as of yet. They haven't.
Well, they may have gotten busy. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge them at this time. If they call in,
okay,
we'll talk to them. But, I told them if they could make it, to call in. But I don't know if they actually would get a chance to. Danelle Morrow, she used to live here in the town I live in. And she was very instrumental in getting the radio portion of the ministry going strong. I met her probably about a week or two after I started Turning Leaf Ministries, and she brought on one host and to take my spot because I had I had to go back on the road and I couldn't do it every Saturday at that point, and she just helped me out with pretty much anything I needed. And there's been a couple times she's come and helped me with stuff and she's been very instrumental in where this ministry came from. The next person I'll speak about, Danelle brought her on. He was our second host, and that was Dale Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dale Garrett helped me run the ministry from, I would say, probably June of 2014 until probably December 2015. He actually had your job, Mary. He set up all the hosts and made sure all the shows were going good, got the links out,
okay.
and he eventually, had a, followed his calling to his own shows. And, that man, I mean, if anyone can draw a crowd, he can draw a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of inspirational stuff that he talks about, and you can see it in some of the groups he posts in.
Right, I've seen it. It's awesome. It's very good.
I was really hoping to have him on tonight, so we could catch up with him and let him, tell the people where he's at now, and what he's doing, things like that. But maybe we'll be able to have him on the show one day, when he's got the time. But someone else that was brought on, someone that was brought on by Dale, that's worth mentioning, is Kent Hopper.
Yeah.
Kent Hopper was here for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I believe Kent came on in May 2014, and he just departed us back in January. He was real instrumental in helping bring things back together. December of 2014, everything kind of started falling apart a little bit. And, Kent helped me piece things back together, and he brought people, like you and Valencia on, and you know, some people that are still with us today. He helped, you know, bring a lot of people on, and you know, all these people I mentioned, you know, and if I leave anyone out, you know, it's my apologies because I don't mean to do that. But you know, everyone I've mentioned, everyone that Mary's mentioned, these are the people that are the glue that holds Turning Leaf together. You know, I don't do it. You know, I have a small role I play in it, but you know, people like you, Mary, and Debbie, and you know, the Dale Garretts and the Kent Hoppers and the Danelle Morrows and the Valencia Scotts, you know, all these people, you know, you guys are what keep this ministry together. Because I couldn't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been 2 years now, you know, and I'm looking forward to this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we'll celebrate 3 years.
Absolutely.
You know, and by then, we have so much going, we have so much more to talk about. You know, so, I mean, it's been a very fulfilling and rewarding experience for me.
Right.
And I really, you know, do thank every single person that has had a part in bringing Turning Leaf Ministries to where it is today.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier we had you had mentioned I can't remember exactly what you said, Mary, but you were talking about reaching people, you know, that you know we're reaching people. I'm gonna tell this story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told Debbie, because I talked to her not too long after it happened. I'm not sure if I told you, Mary, but this is one of those stories that makes you stop and think.
Okay.
Okay, I was over, it's been probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was over in Chicago picking up a load. Okay. I walk into the shipping office, and I heard my voice.
Wow.
I asked the shipping clerk if she's listening to something. She said, yeah. She said, my dad told me to listen to this Christian radio program on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
She said, I'm listening to the president of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I said, his name Brandon Turner? She said, yeah. I said, that's me.
I think I do remember you saying that. Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
You know, what are the odds I show up in Chicago to pick up a load and I walk in and hear my voice?
That's amazing.
That doesn't happen.
God's
so,
work.
I know, see, her dad is recovering. He's, in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked it up, picked up Turning Leaf Ministries from one of these Facebook groups he's involved in.
Mm-hmm.
He saw a show advertised. Then he started listening to the shows. And then he told his daughter, you need to listen to this. That about blew me away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never in my life has anything like that happened. But, you know, we got to thank God that.
That is amazing.
That, you know, no matter where we go, we know people are adhering to his message. You know, this isn't our messages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving them as the vessel.
Right.
You know, it's all inspired by God and, you know, the Holy Spirit just coming through you and taking control.
Absolutely. You know, and I just thought about, you know, I did mention a little bit about April. Do you want to,
yes. You know,
April,
Mary, I knew I'd forget somebody. I knew it. I knew I would. And you know what? April was a big part, you know, especially with our Facebook groups and stuff, you know. But, you know, that girl's, you know, a lot of her stuff's very inspirational.
Definitely.
And it was a joy having her around. It truly was.
Now, is she still doing the some of your, like, Turn Leaf Facebook accounts?
Well, she's still, I think she's still kind of monitoring them here and there, but she's not, you know, doing, you know, taking them on fully like she was.
I see.
You know,
okay.
She's got a lot of other stuff going on right now, so.
Because I still see a lot of stuff by her, so I knew she was
still
around.
Yeah, she's still around. Now, one thing I'd like to say, and if I haven't done this yet, I want to do it now, is I want to say thank you to all the people who support us, to all the listeners, all the prayer partners.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I want to thank, you know, someone else that's no longer with us, Carolyn Corbett.
Yes.
You know, Carolyn Corbett, she, I believe, does a prayer line, isn't it? Is that right, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's how I heard about her, because Valencia was telling me about her. And I believe it was her prayer line I got onto, and, you know, she's very inspirational as well, you know. And there's just so many names, Mary. I just can't, I really can't think of them all. But, you know, I do want to thank the listeners. I want to thank everybody involved now, everybody that's been involved in the past. You know, everyone that's helping us take ourselves to the next level of excellency.
Definitely.
You know, I want to thank my father, Lowell Turner, who's always in my corner. You know, my grandmother, Helen Daugherty, who, you know, when I first started talking to her about this ministry, she, you know, Mary, bless her heart, she's 80 years old, and don't you know she tried to get on the first show I did to listen? my older brother, whose also name is Lowell Turner, he was the very first person to ever listen to a Turning Leaf Ministries radio show.
Oh, wow.
And then for half an hour after that, he critiqued me and told me what I did wrong. You know, I gotta thank my uncle, the director of the Harbor Ministries in Houston, Texas, because, you know, without his example, without me being around his ministry, I would have never wanted to start a ministry like ours. So, like I said, Mary, a lot of people to thank, and I hope I got them all.
Right, and you know, God forgive us for those that we missed, and you know, if we did miss anyone, they're in our hearts and in our minds.
That's right, they are, you know, because, you know, we wouldn't be what we are today without all the people that have been involved.
That's right.
Now, if you're listening now, you know, and you don't know who we are or what we do, Turning Leaf Ministries is a faith-based ministry that helps people in pretty much any area of life. We started off helping people in just recovery, but now we're branching out to just whatever your need is, you can come to us. You know, we'll try to help you with whatever you have going on. If you're listening, you've been listening for a while to some of our shows, and you think, hey, this is something I can do, don't hesitate to contact us, and, you know, we're always looking to bring on more hosts, you know, more people to help out in the ministry. You can reach us at turningleafministries@gmail.com, and I can guarantee someone will get back to you within 24 hours. Well, Mary, do you have anything else to add before we close it out?
No, I think, you know, we touched on everything, and I'm just so grateful to be part of this two-year anniversary. And like you said, I look forward to celebrating again next year, you know. And that's about it, Brandon.
Well, very good. Well, we have 10 minutes left, Mary, but praise God we got through 50 minutes together. But, no, we'll go ahead and close it out now. You know, we've had a lot of fun on here today, and you know, running this ministry is very fun for me. It's very fulfilling, and But on a serious note, I want to let everybody know that's listening. You know, we are here to help. That's the whole reason that we have been brought together, is to help you in things that you need, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find me, Mary. In fact, you can find all of our hosts, everyone involved in this ministry on Facebook. You can email us at the email address I give you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just reach out to us if you need us. We're here for you. And we always will be. And if you would like to subscribe to our monthly magazine, please email us and give us your email address, and we'll make sure you get on the mailing list.
Right.
All right, Mary, if you don't mind, close us in prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together, Lord, and to be on one accord and to take a look at the view that you have ahead of us, Father God. We thank you for the vision you have set up for Turning Leaf Ministry, Father God. We ask that you will give us the strength, Father God, to carry your will out, Father God. Help us to meet those that are brokenhearted, oh God. Help us to prophesize and to talk to and to comfort those that are going through all types of trials and tribulations, Father. Empty us, Father God, so that we may be used by you. Send your angels, Father God, to lead us and guide us, Father God, in the way of your will, Father God. And help us not, Lord God Almighty, to lean on our own understanding, Father God. We don't know what the plans that you have for us, Father God, but we trust in you, Father God. We trust in you that you are ordering and ordaining every step that we shall take. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we declare and decree that we shall reach our God-ordained destiny. And whatever it is that you have for us, Father God, let thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. For we commit this day, we commit our hearts, our minds, and our lives over to your hands, Father God, the one true God that is able to keep us, Father God. And your word said, even though we may stumble, we shall rise up again. So we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to be before your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to carry the good news to all those that are brokenhearted, those that are sick and suffering, Father God. Let your peace rest upon them, Father God. Let your grace, oh God, be sufficient for them, Father God. Whatever they're lacking, Father God, we cover them with your blood, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you will perfect everything, oh God, that concerns them and their family, Father God. We trust you, Lord, and we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, oh God, for all that you are going to do, Father God. And we just bless your name, Father God. We bless you on high. Thank you, mighty God, for all that you have done. In your precious son, Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Mary, as always, it's been a pleasure having you on and talking with you for this last hour.
You too, Brandon.
And again, I'd like to close by saying thank you, everybody, for bringing us here to this two-year mark. And, you know, God willing, we'll be here one more year from now.
Praise God.
And tune in next week, 5 p.m., where I will continue my...
David?
What was that?
You'll continue with David?
Yeah, that's right, where I'll continue with David. And everybody have a blessed week.
Thank you, Brandon.
And turn over a new leaf in your life today. Thank you. This is Brandon Turner, President of Turning Leaf Ministries. Have a good night.
On and off. Have a good one.